This is our second lecture of the day on June 26th. I want to start by saying some things about Nichanoth names because we are now in our self-introductions unit. We're learning how to introduce ourselves, and we are going to start using each other's Nichanoth names some of the time. Most of the people in this class have Nichanoth names. only two of us do not. And for those people, they have chosen particular nicknames that they will use for the purpose of this class. And that distinction between a name and a nickname is even more significant in Nuchanolf than it is in English. In Nuchanolf, a name is a very serious thing, and high-ranking people will generally have more than one name throughout their life. When the name is given, it is always given at a public gathering. The main purpose of this is so that the name can be witnessed by other people. This has a lot to do with the fact that until recently, Nuchanolth was a purely oral culture. The culture did not use reading and writing. All knowledge was passed on strictly orally. So anything important, such as what belongs to whom, who owns what, who's getting married to whom, and what name someone is taking. These are all things that have to be witnessed in public in an oral culture. When there's even a name for a ceremony where someone gets a name, usually we call that amt-naksep, which literally means causing someone to start having a name. Amt-naksep. The root of that is amt. MT is the word for name. MT, pharyngeal stop, IMT, long I. MT. Amt-nak means to have a name. Amt-nak. Amt-nakshit, to get a name or start having a name. Amt-naksep, to give someone a name. I've been told by many elders that it is the grandparents' responsibility to make sure that their grandchildren have names. I've sometimes heard elders criticize other elders for not making sure that their grandchildren have names. This is considered a dereliction in the grandparents' duty by some people. As I said, high-ranking people might take more than one name throughout their life. To many people, the important number to take is four. Four is an important number in many aspects of Nichanolf culture, and high-ranking people tend to have at least four names during their life. They might have a nickname as a child, which is not a real name; it's just a nickname because it wasn't given at a public gathering. They'll get a public name at some point during their childhood, then another perhaps when they get married. And the subsequent ones will happen either when they throw a party or when one of their relatives throws a party, feeds a lot of people, so that providing the witnesses that are necessary in order to give someone an official name. So the names that we'll be calling Ciela and Lindsay P are Hinayath and Ninsi. Lindsay's taking the Nuchanolth nickname Ninsi. This is just her English name, replaced with Nuchanolth sounds, Ninsi. And Ciela's name happens to mean sky or heaven in Spanish, so she's taking the nickname Hinayath, which means sky or heaven in Nuchanolth, Hinayath. I'll be sending those names, as well as everyone else's name, to you all by email. I just wanted to give that background for the people who are beginners to Nuchanolf language and culture, and also to draw that important distinction between a name and a nickname. Next, I will return to our introductions unit. In our first lecture today, we talked about the new words that we're learning in the introductions unit, and the conversations. We talked about how the conversations in the introductions unit are expanded versions of Survival Conversations 21 and 22. And I recommended to everyone that you familiarize yourself and memorize Survival Conversations 21 and 22 as soon as possible, if you have not already done so. Introducing yourself is something that you will be called upon to do many times if you live in Nuchanoth country or interact with Nuchanoth people. After our break, we talked about how we talk about deceased people. In Nuchanoth, just as in English, when we talk about deceased people, we speak of them in the past tense. So, in order to talk about deceased people in Nuchanoth, you have to know how to pronounce the past tense. The forms of the past tense differ a lot from dialect to dialect. We compared how Marina would talk about her deceased parents versus how Charlotte would talk about her deceased parents. In Marina's dialect, which is Heshquit, she would say, "Ahok mitz om ikso Ruth." My late mother was Ruth. "Ahok mitz om ikso Ruth." In Charlotte's dialect, which is Tzeshat, she would say, "Ahokwitah om ikso Evelyn." "Ahokwitah om ikso Evelyn." The forms of these words are different between the two dialects, but the structure of the sentences is exactly the same. The first word of the sentence is "oh," followed by possessive "uk," followed by past tense, followed by the appropriate mood ending. And these endings always come in this order. Whenever you pronounce a word with several endings, which happens all the time in Nuchanoth, you have to know what order to pronounce the endings in. And most endings come in a very strict, rigid order that never changes. And that is true for these three endings. The possessive, past tense, and mood endings always come in that order. Next, I'm going to move on to talk about our weather unit. I'll be starting with the Ahadasit Nuchalot version. Weather is one of our first units, first because weather is something that we can talk about every single day. Just like in English, in Nuchanoth, when you have nothing else to talk about, it's pretty common to talk about the weather. You say something about the weather. It's a nice day. It's not such a nice day. Well, it looks like it's still hot. Looks like it might rain soon. These are all perfectly normal things to say in conversation. So, in the weather unit, we're going to start to learn how to say those things. Another reason that we study weather as one of our first units is that weather sentences can be very simple. So, they're a great way to start learning sentence structure. Our most basic sentences about the weather are similar to the sentences we were making in the classroom unit to identify classroom objects. Recall that when I identified a pen, I said in response to the question, "Akak," what is it? "Akak," I would say, "Klis yak ish" in a Hadasit dialect. "Klis yak ish," it is a pen. This is just the word "klis yak," pen, followed by a mood ending. That's all you need to make a sentence. With that word in Nuchanoth. And weather will be the same. You've already all seen at least one weather sentence in Survival Conversation 8, which in a Hadasit dialect is u'ukuk ish. It is a nice day. U'ukuk ish. This is just the word u'ukuk, which means nice weather or nice land, plus the mood ending ish. Put them together and you have a sentence. U'ukuk ish. It is a nice day. So our first learning goal in our weather unit will be to learn some simple sentences for asking about and describing the weather. Second, we're going to be learning how to make negative statements using the word "wick." "Wick" is the word for no or not in Nuchanoth. U'ukuk ish, for example, means it is a nice day. To say that it is not a nice day, I would say "wick ish u'ukuk." "Wick ish." Whether you're a beginner or an advanced student, I think you can probably see that using "wick" to negate a sentence is not completely straightforward. There are some things you have to understand about what order things come in order to correctly make negative statements. Next, we're going to start to learn how to use the ending "ut." "Ut" is a very common, very important ending in Nuchanoth that is also difficult to explain and to understand. I will wait until we have some examples of it before I say more about it. We're also going to learn how to say "very" and "a little bit" with respect to the weather. So we want to be able to say, for example, "it's raining," "it's really raining," "it's raining a little bit," and "it is not raining." Those are the kinds of sentences that we're going to learn how to say in this unit. Let's take a look at the words for this unit. Our first word is uqamhe. Uqamhe. Calm weather. Uqamhe. The opposite of uqamhe is wiqsi. Wiqsi. Stormy weather. Notice that wiqsi has a Q in it. And you can tell that it's a Q because of the way that it deforms the long I before it. Wiqsi. Wiqsi. U'ukuk means nice weather or nice land. That's why I've given it the definition nice surroundings. This is an attempt to capture both of these meanings in one short definition. U'ukuk describes nice weather or beautiful land. Its opposite is wiwiqhuk. Wiwiqhuk. Wiwiqhuk describes dreary weather or ruined land, land without resources, land that's not nice. Notice that these two pairs of words, uqamhe versus wiqsi, and uuqhuk versus wiwiqhuk, are based on the same roots. Uq is a root that is used for pleasant weather and pleasant feelings. Its opposite is wiq, which is used for unpleasant weather and unpleasant feelings. So wiqsi and wiwiqhuk have in common that they describe weather that is unpleasant, that people don't like, whereas uqamhe and uuqhuk describe weather that people do like, that makes you feel good. There's also an important difference between uqamhe and wiqsi on the one hand and uuqhuk and wiwiqhuk on the other, which is that uuqhuk and wiwiqhuk generally refer to conditions on land, how the land looks or how the weather is on land. Whereas uqamhe and wiqsi refer more to how the weather is on the water. This is very important to Nuchanoth people because Nuchanoth people are historically an ocean-going people. Most travel happened with canoes on the water, so the weather on the water was very important. Uqamhe describes calm weather that is safe for traveling on the water, whereas wiqsi is windy or stormy weather when it's dangerous to travel on the water. And your choice of whether to describe the weather as uqamhe or uuqhuk can depend in part on where you are. Are you close to the water or not? Next, klopin. Klopin is a word for sunny that, as far as I know, is only used in Cayucat Chekalisset dialect, which is why it has a Q next to it. Klopa. Klopa. Hot weather. This word is used in every dialect. Very common word. Klopa. If you've been studying Nuchanoth for a while, you also know lots of other words with the same root that all refer to warm or hot temperatures. The opposite of klopa is masla. Masla. Hard M. Masla. Raining. Mitla. Mitla. Beginners often fail to pronounce the difference between masla and mitla. Take special care to distinguish these. These words are identical except for the first vowel, short a or short I, and with regard to the second consonant, which is either a barred L or a barred lambda. Cold weather has a short a and a barred L. Masla. Masla. But raining has a short I and a barred lambda. Mitla. Mitla. Snowing. Kwissa. Kwissa. Cloudy in the Hadasid dialect. Sitwahyu. Sitwahyu. Foggy. Uchkuk. Uchkuk. Next. Yui. Yui. Windy. Those of you who are already familiar with this unit will see that for the first time we are also learning the words for high tide and low tide. High tide is musuk. Musuk. High tide. The opposite, ha'i. Ha'i. Low tide. Most of you have probably heard the word Ha-Ishtup, Ha-Ishtup, which is the Nechanolth name for a chitin. A chitin is an invertebrate that is collected on the beach at low tide, and its name in Nechanolth, Ha-Ishtup, literally means low tide creature. Ha-Ishtup comes from Ha-I. Nashik, Nashik, to look at. We'll be using this word with respect to the weather because often when I'm talking to kids about the weather, I'll say, how's the weather? Akan, akan, aknas. How's the weather? And the kids will say, So I say, okay, well, look at it. Look out the window. I want to be able to say to them, nashi'i. Look at it. Nashi'i. So nashik is an action word that means to look at something on purpose. And it has the same root as some other words for seeing that we've already learned. We've already seen the words natsa, seeing, nachu'ath, to see, and natsichit, to see. Now we're adding to those nashik, to look at. Notice that these all have the same root, which is nuch. Nuch is the root for seeing in Nechanolth. And all four of these words have the same root. Natsa, nachu'ath, natsichit, nashik. I'm pointing this out because learners typically get these words mixed up because they all have the same root and very similar meanings, so they can be difficult to keep straight. So I encourage you to compare these words as you're studying to try to keep track of which means what. Next, akin. Akin. How? This is our fourth question word. We've already learned who, what, and where. Achak, akak, wasi. Now we're adding how. Akin. Akin. Next, qua. Qua. Another word for how. We'll be talking probably tomorrow about what the difference is between akin and qua. They both mean how, but they're used differently. Nas. Nas. Very important word. Refers to the day. And by extension, to the weather. And Nas is also the word that many Nuchanoth people use for the creator. So, day, weather, and creator, depending on dialect, are sometimes the same word, Nas, which has a hard N, Nas. Outdoors, Ta'as. Ta'as, another way of referring to the weather. Unlike English, Nuchanoth has no single word that means weather. So, in order to talk about the weather, we generally use either the word for day, nas, or the word for outdoors, ta'as. Both of those work for weather. Tlah-uyi. Tlah-uyi. Now. Ear. Ear. Big. Notice that ear ends in a back H, and you can tell that it's a back H because of the way it deforms the vowel. Ear. Big. And the opposite, achknahis, small. Achknahis. Achknahis. Achknahis, small. The reason why big and small are in this unit is that in some dialects, the words for big and small are also used to mean very versus a little bit. Cayuca Checklicet does this a lot. So in Cayuca Checklicet, if we want to say that it's very hot, we might say ih-ish-tlpa, ih-ish-tlpa, literally big mood hot, ih-ish-tlpa. But in most dialects, it'll sound better to say tlpaka-at-ish. It is now hot. It is now very hot. Tlpaka-at-ish. There we're using a suffix, an ending on the word, to indicate the meaning very. And we'll be talking more about how to do that. But that is why the words big and small are in this unit, because some dialects use them to mean very versus a little bit. Conversation one, you've already seen. Ooh, ooh, cook ish. Ooh, ooh, cook ish. It's nice weather. Ani ish. Ooh, ooh, cook. Is our default response. Ani ish u kuk. This response politely agrees with the first person. So person A says, "Ooh, cookish, it's nice weather." And if you have nothing better to say, you should just politely agree with someone when they comment on the weather. "Ah, ni ish, ooh, cook," is always an acceptable response. conversation two shows us how to ask a question and how to ne give a negative response about the weather. 2A, weeksih. Weeksih. Is it stormy? Ha, weeksih ish. Ha, weeksih ish. Notice that mood here shows us the difference between a question and a statement. If it isn't stormy, then we'll say wik-ish wik-si. Wik-ish wik-si. U kum-hi-ish. Wik-ish wik-si. U kum-hi-ish. It's not stormy, it's calm. So here you see that when we use the word wik to negate a sentence, the word wik comes before the thing that it's negating, and wik takes the mood ending. To put it very briefly, the rule for where a mood ending is pronounced is on the first word of the predicate. When we negate a predicate with wik, we are creating a complex predicate that consists of two words, and the mood ending will go on whichever word is first. This is the first time some of you are seeing this pattern. In the sentence, ukumheish, there is only one word, which is a predicate. It's a one-word predicate. So the mood ending has to go on that one word. Conversation three. To ask how the weather is, we're going to learn a couple of ways of saying it. You can ask, akin at nas. Akin at nas. Which is literally asking, how is the day? Another way to ask, akin apat taas. Akin apat taas. How is it, which literally means, what is it doing outdoors? People use both of these expressions for asking about the weather, and it comes down to preference. So you can ask either how is it or what is it doing? And you can refer to the weather either as the day or as outdoors. And there are preferences differ from person to person and from dialect to dialect. If you want to know what sounds best in your dialect, you should ask your mentor. I think we have just enough time to go through the words in the East Barkley Sound version of weather, and then we'll leave it there for today. These are the East Barkley Sound words for the weather unit. U kum hay. U kum hay. Calm weather. Weeksi. Weeksi. Stormy weather. U kuk. Ooh, cook. Nice weather, nice land. Wee cook. Wee cook. I'm skipping tlopin because that is a Cayucate word. Tlopah. Tlopah. Hot weather. Masuk. Masuk. Cold weather. Notice the dialect difference. Most dialects say masla, including West Barkley Sound, but in East Barkley Sound, the usual word is masluk for cold weather. Masluk. Mitla. Mitla. Raining. Kwissa. Kwissa. Snowing. Sitwahak. Sitwahak. Cloudy. Uchkak. Uchkak. Foggy. Yui. Yui. Windy. Moosuk. Moosuk. High tide. Ha'i. Ha'i. Low tide. Nashit. Nashit. Look at it. Aqin. Aqin. How? Qua. Qua. Also meaning how. Nas. Nas. Day or weather. Hitas. Hitas. Outdoors. Tlah uyi. Tlah uyi. Now. Eeh. Big. Eeh. Anahis. Small. Anahis. By syllables. A. Nah. Is. Anahis. We will continue tomorrow studying introductions and weather, and I will also start to introduce our next two units, which are counting and basic sentences. Please practice all of your survival conversations, but especially the ones for greetings, classroom, and self-introductions. I will post today's lectures probably in the next half hour. It'll take me a few more hours to post the latest versions of our units. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Jooch, hasikatlen. Hasikatlen. We're done.